Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Today's one of those days we've had circled on our calendars for a long time, and it always seems so far off. Now here it is. I'm referring, of course, to Election Day. Last week I shared some of the main reasons why someone does not vote, as according to a recent Gallup poll, one of those reasons was the feeling that their vote would not make a difference. With that in mind, I researched the internet, looking for instances where candidates won by only a few votes, as few as one vote. Not all elections are that close, but if there are a lot of people thinking the same way, that can add up to making a difference. Well, over the weekend, we received an email from an upset listener. The subject line read, "Endorsement of Politicians." And here's what they had to say. "Check your Ten Commandments and check the Trump lifestyle. You're promoting a thief. Money is his God. He puts people down anytime someone gets in his way. He has people predicated for his wrongdoings. The Republican platform needs to be seriously looked at. Your station has the wrong attitude toward elected officials. No monetary gifts from me." Well, my response, first, we are not allowed to endorse a candidate, nor have we. And to my knowledge, none of the speakers we air have endorsed a candidate. Now, they have sought to educate you about the various candidates, but they have never told you who you should vote for or endorsed a candidate. Secondly, as for Trump's lifestyle, I would have to agree that he would not be a candidate for pastor in my church, but neither would his opponent. Are there any candidates out there that would? But then, that's not who we're voting for. We're looking for someone who can effectively lead our country and protect our Constitution. And third, as for this person threatening to not support us financially, well, we have no record of them ever giving. This email, though, points out how careful we have to be to protect our license, because there are people looking for any excuse to get us in trouble with the FCC. So with that said, I encourage you to vote. Vote for the person of your choice, but get out there and vote today. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us online at WRVM.org. And thank you for joining me for the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell.